Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author Jenny Levitt. She's got a wonderful new book out called God Prints. It's a true story, finding evidence of God in the shattered pieces of life. And yesterday, Jenny, unfortunately, we ran out of time, but you were sharing. We've talked about, you know, having stage 4 cancer and having like a 25% chance of surviving, and with God's help, you overcame that. And you lost a precious child, Jacob, in a car wreck. And yet, on top of that, you know, we were talking about how you can do ministry in the last program because you can share from the experiences that you have. So it opens the doors for some great ministry with your husband being a pastor and you as a pastor's wife. But you were talking to us about a financial challenging season that you all went through. Share with that with anybody that might have missed yesterday's program where we had to cut off yesterday, please.
Yeah, sure. So my husband was injured on the job and was out of work for about a year and a half while he had multiple surgeries. And in that time, we lost everything. We had 2 houses, 2 cars. We lost it all. And the fellowship of churches that we're in, we tend to put a lot of churches into areas that are unreached. And so the area that we're in right now is predominantly low income, and it always makes us chuckle when people try to tell us, well, Pastor, Miss Jenny, you just don't know what it's like to be broke and to have financial problems. And we're like, oh, yes, we do. You know, we lost everything in that time. But just because we went through that difficult time doesn't mean that we stayed there. You know, we can still recover from it and, you know, make some decisions. So even things like that, I've been amazed how God will turn it around and use those areas of our lives to be able to help somebody else.
Well, Jenny, I know it brings comfort to you to know that your son was saved, but how do you comfort a parent who doesn't have that assurance?
Yeah, that's actually such a great question that I was asking myself when we first moved down to Central Florida from North Florida about 5 years ago. I work in the school system, and I had just started at a local school and was helping out at the front desk, and this mom came in totally just a basket case. And to make a long story short, she had just lost her 17-year-old son in a drunk driving accident. And I just happened to be helping out that day, and needless to say, we struck up a friendship, and her family is not they're not believers. And I came face to face with that very question myself, where I remember asking Myron one night, I said, I just don't know what to do. What should I do if she asked me where her son is? Because I don't know. And before I could even really figure out how to answer that, she told me this story that's true. Her son had been helping somebody the summer before, working a job down in the Bahamas, helping with charter service. And the man didn't want to offend her, so he waited several months after the son died to tell her that that summer he had led him to Christ and baptized him in the Atlantic Ocean. And she is telling me this, and I was just blown away that God had already orchestrated and moved in that family's behalf ahead of time, reaching that young man who was not from a Christian background at all. And his parents didn't even know, but God knew, and God knew when that son's life was going to be over. And I tell that story to encourage other parents, and not just parents, but any of us who have lost loved ones that we're just not sure, is that we can't discount the God factor, that God is still at work. God still loves them even more than we do. And he could have worked something like that behind the scenes, and we just don't even know. That mom would have never known if that man finally hadn't said, you know, I really feel like I need to tell you this. So we just never know what God is doing. We just have to do our best and trust that we have a loving Father that takes up the slack for us.
Amen. Wow, what a powerful story. Well, as you were writing this book, you just tuned in. We're talking with the author of a wonderful new book called God Prince. It's a true story written by Jenny Levitt. She lives in Central Florida, and the book's Finding Evidence of God in the Shattered Pieces of Life. And I love your website there on your homepage at jennylevitt.com. You've got Hope Can Bloom Again. And so I guess the thing I want to ask you is, I know that people are always looking for hope, but have you found that maybe one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it seems like even more so as this world just gets harder and harder to live in. There's so much suffering, so much loss. Mental illness is rampant, sickness, you know, and it can get overwhelming even for believers to hold on to something that's true and to find hope when it just seems like everywhere around them there's not hope. And, you know, I mean, I can tell you, especially the night of the accident, that Myron and I faced that, and we'd been believers for decades by that point, and it still, you know, shook us to the very foundation of what we believed. Which is one reason why I'm so passionate about it, because God did provide that hope and gave us that hope that was not only able to see us through, but that we will see Jacob again, and that this world is not all there is. As believers, we have so much more awaiting for us. It's going to be so much beyond our wildest imaginations.
What I ask you, you know, did writing this book offer any outlet of personal therapy for you as you were going through this writing process?
Yes, and I kind of talked about this on the previous episode, that when I had to really mine those truths, when the mentor was encouraging me, no, I think there were things that you learned back in cancer that you'd be surprised, you know, and so I really sat down and it did. There was a lot of that where I had to make those connections, but there were whole sections that I wrote that honestly never made it into the book. When I submitted the book, it was 90,000 words, and it got chopped down to 60,000 words. I said, I knew I was wordy, but oh my goodness. But there was just a lot of lessons. There's so many that you can learn from going through something like this if you just take the time to stop and even pray and ask God, God, what can I learn from this? Is there anything that I can learn from this? Maybe go into some grief counseling or a grief support group. And I think people would be surprised how much they can grow through something like this if they're willing.
I want to ask you, why do you think some people face what, you know, just kind of seems like more than their share of trials, while other people, you know, they just kind of seem to skate through life?
I don't know. And I bet Job asked the same question. I don't know. People have asked us that before, and I don't know. I can say that people will tell our family, they'll say, you guys are so strong. And all of us are like, no, that's just Christ in us, that he takes up the slack where we're weak, and he helps us. And all we can do is just keep being faithful in the little things. And it's not that we are perfect in that, because we're not. But when we veer off course, asking God to help us to get back on course, having people in our lives that will help us hold us accountable to those things helps too. As far as why some get, I don't know. I think that's one of the questions that maybe when we stand before God, maybe we'll think to ask him. I personally think that when we get up there, we're going to be so awed by what's around us, those questions will fall to the side.
I like, saw you had a quote I read that said, I want to help people who are struggling with their faith to find answers and hope like our family has. The common thread woven throughout our story is the hand of God, his God prints that are evident everywhere. So if somebody's listening today and they're like, you know, how do I find the God prints in my life? What would you say to that person that's saying, you know, I don't know how to find the God prints in my life?
Well, I would say that they're not alone. in their questions. They're not alone in that wondering. There are a couple things. One is I did create a study guide that's available free on the website that helps them do just that. It's actually designed as they walk through the book to help them kind of make the correlations with their own lives and look for their own God prints. But more than anything, if you just can stop and think about all those times, maybe even just starting with the ones in your life, because I think everybody can think of at least one time when maybe something worked out for your favor and you don't know why. It was just unexpected. Start with something small, and I think people would be surprised how much that thought will trigger another thought, and the next thing you know, you've got a whole list of times that God showed up for you, that you can see his hand working in your life, that maybe you didn't see it for what it was before.
That's really, really good. That's something that I've had to try to do in some difficult seasons in my life, and just go back and look where God has worked, and he has been faithful, and yet the enemy kind of wants us to forget those. And so such great wisdom there. You know, did you find it difficult to write about some of these times in your life, or you guys face, you know, some of these circumstances that, you know, might be considered shameful, such as job loss and homelessness?
Oh, it was, I had to be very vulnerable. But the people that have helped me most in my life, that's how they were with me. They were very just vulnerable and honest, even about their failings. So I felt like if I was going to be helpful to anybody that might read it, I needed to be the same way. That's a lot of times how we can grow, is not just looking at others and what got them through, but kind of what we were just talking about too. When we look back at those reference points in our own lives, that gives us that, it stirs up our faith to say, you know what, he was faithful before, he's going to be faithful again. When we can turn around and look for those areas and those God print moments in our lives, it does. It does something to help us.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. Would you mind just praying for those people? You know, on your website, you say helping you find hope, healing, and happiness after loss. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, somebody listening today that they're just really grieving through a loss. Would you mind praying for those people that are in that season right now?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every person that's listening. I thank you for your goodness, and that you love them right where they are, that you have answers for them, and that, God, I pray that as each one of them, as they've been listening, if there's areas that maybe you've already begun to show them, that they could stop and really ponder those things and think about them and allow you to show them those God print moments in their lives, that it will encourage their faith and stir them and remind them of how good you are, how much you love them, how you've been with them before, and you will continue to be with them in the future. I pray that you would help each one of them to find the resources, the help, whatever it is that they need to help them on the journey, Lord. And God, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Wow, what a powerful story. Lots of powerful stories in this book, God Prints, by author Jenny Levitt. Jenny, if people want to get a copy of this book, what's the best way to do that?
It's available anywhere books are sold, so they can go to whatever platform is best for them. And it's also available in any format, too, including audiobook.
All right. Well, I want to encourage you to get a copy of this book called God Prints, A True Story by Jenny Levitt. I want to encourage you to check out her website, jennylevitt.com. That's LEAVITT.com. But if you're driving, you're like, man, I can't write this down. If you'll just go to our website, hopeishearetoday.org. That's hopeishearetoday.org. You can catch the podcast of this program, and we'll have all that information where you can reach Jenny. For Jenny Levitt, author of God Prints, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.